Okay, fair warning. This is a bit of a rant today. You guys know. I mean, if you work with me on the ice, you know I get on a kick sometimes and I get really emphatic about it. I get really intense. And this is one of those really, really funny moments. But I'm telling you, I swear this can help you. So listen to the podcast. The podcast is called, or the episode today is called, We Live in 2019. Learn how to perform and express yourself. So, if this is your first time listening in, this is maybe not the best one to listen to because, oh my goodness, I kind of go a little crazy. But it's the Skate Dance Move and Skating Success podcast. We have both brands because I started as a choreographer and then we've morphed into business owners with Skating Success. And I've just put it all in one big basket for you guys so you can learn with me and grow with me and be part of our Skating Success tribe. So, I'm so grateful you're listening to the podcast. Like I say, it's a little bit of a rant today. So, enjoy, and I just hope it helps you. I can't wait to hear your feedback on social media about this one. All right, let's get into it. All right, so I have a thought for you guys. No, I have a thought directly for you, the person who's struggling with their choreography. And what I mean by struggling with your choreography is not that you don't have some. But you may be struggling to express it. You may be struggling to understand it. And you may be thinking, gosh, you know, I need a new solo or I need a new choreographer or whatever your story is about that, right? But honestly, guys, you know, I had a really cool conversation today with a skater in her lesson. And I said to her, you know, I can't make you do anything. I can't make you do anything. And she said, what do you mean? And this is a girl I've worked with for, gosh, years now, probably 3 or 4 seasons. And just today, I just framed it that way in the lesson. I said, you know, I literally cannot make you do anything. I said, I can talk to you. I can watch you skate. I can listen to you tell me things. I can give you information. I can even demonstrate and show you how to do it. But I cannot make you do anything. And she almost stopped in her tracks and went, whoa, that is really intense. And I never thought about it that way. And to be honest with you guys, I've known that forever, but have I ever said it out loud and especially in a lesson to someone I don't remember saying it? Gosh, you know, I teach all day usually, so I'm sure I said it at some point, but it really hit me as well today. And so I wanted to elaborate here on the podcast because I think that this is something else that is really key and really critical to your skating success. So you are building your program. I know that you're working with a choreographer or your coach or someone even at your rink who thinks you're super fun to work with. Whatever your story is, whoever created your program with you, they are only a part of your performance. So me as a choreographer, no matter how much I try and I like dream up an idea and I like envision and I have this whole thing that I want to do with the skater and I'm totally into it, I cannot make the skater do it. I cannot make you do it. It is up to you. And here is the punchline. You live in 2019. Guys, if you don't know anything about art or movement or power through your performance, look at it online. There are so many videos of beautiful performances and cool movement and dance studios. I mean, get on Instagram. You're on here anyways. I know you probably even found the podcast today through Instagram. My goodness, aren't we always on there? All of us scrolling through it. But gosh, like sign up, follow other people who do movement art, artists, dancers, creators, skaters, people, the ISU. Watch the what's going on. You will be inspired. I'm telling you, there is stuff going on online every single day. Look at a few key things. So, for example, you know how Instagram is a minute-long video? It's such a great test because if you're watching a minute-long video on Instagram, you're going to notice how long you want to watch it before you want to scroll. So, for example, if you're watching a 15-second video and you're over it within a second or two, that's a really interesting point to make because you're scrolling with your thumb, but that's kind of what someone's doing if they're bored by watching your performance. No, they can't scroll away, you know, if they're watching you live, but they may be thinking, oh, that's kind of boring. So, do you want to be that 15-second scroll or that 2-second scroll? Do you want to be that person? I don't think so. You want to be that person that The person watches over and over. What about the save button? Are there videos you've watched on Instagram that you press that save to collection button on the bottom right hand and you're like, boom, I need to have that not only to watch again right now, but I need to be able to find it again. And Instagram, the way it works, you know, I'm never going to find it, so I better save it to my collection. You know, there are people that when they move, when they skate, when they dance, when they feel music and they share it with you and they look into the camera or they're just captured on camera, oh my goodness, you want to watch it over and over and over. And this is what's so darn cool, guys. It's free. It's free. I mean, you're on it anyways. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing every day. I know you are. Please don't do it right before bed. I know it's really hard not to, but give yourself a little bit of a break. You know what I'm saying? Maybe put your phone on airplane mode and don't sleep with it beside your bed. But anyway, that's a whole other discussion. But honestly, there are many times during the day you're bored. It's recess or it's, you know, a break at school or it's a flood break. I know what you're doing. You're watching stuff. You're on Instagram, you're on Snapchat, you're doing your thing. I get it. I live in 2019 as well. Trust me, the more you watch things and the more you take in, you know, whether it's a music video, whether it's a ballet performance, or whether it's just cool hip hop moves, you know, watch that stuff. Try to see it from the outside and go, how can I put more emotion into my movement? How can I tell a better story or more interestingly with my movement in my program? Here's the thing, guys, bottom line, in figure skating, you're practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. This is like literally you practice, you know, it's like 400 to 1 or something, how many hours you spend in practice, and then you want to put it out there in performance mode. But the only thing the judges ever get to see is your 2.5 minute or 4 minute routine. That's all they get to see. They don't get to say, well, gosh, you know, today you looked a little, you know, confused going into your double lutz, but I'm sure on a regular basis you look totally fresh when you do that section. No. That's it. That's all they get to see. So if you take 4 crossovers and you literally tune out emotionally or artistically going into that jump, that is what they see. That is what the audience gets to see. That is the Instagram moment where you would rather scroll with your thumb, except you're the picture. You're the picture that you want to scroll. So just really, I implore you, pay attention. We don't have the excuse anymore of, oh, I don't have a choreographer or I don't have, you know, a dance class. Yeah, got it. Awesome. Guess what? You have a phone. And if you don't have a phone, if you literally found this podcast on somebody else's phone and you don't have a phone yourself, you have a library. Libraries are free. You can go and watch things online on the internet. Like it's just a no excuses game at this point. We live in a time where we all have access to it. We can watch things. We can be inspired and we can literally change our performance level. You can change your choreography as far as not going in and changing the steps, but going, how can I make this more beautiful? How can I make it more interesting? How can I stretch my arm in a different way so I'm really connecting with the music? That's my rant, you guys. I really hope it helps. Honestly, this is stuff that I say either in my head all day long or out loud, and I've just got to start sharing it. You know, if this can help one person who doesn't have access to, you know, a brand new program this year, they have to do their same program again, that's okay. You can reinvent it. You can make it better. You can make it totally refreshed with a new set of eyes. So I implore you to do that. I really think it's an important thing. This is a game that needs that second mark, that choreography, that artistic, like, sensibility about it. And you can do it with or without your own choreographer. So please, please, please trust me on this. When you get inspired, when you get into the mode of being curious about looking for other movement artists and how people move, and then how can I move and how can I make my performance stronger, better, cooler, more interesting, more personal to me, that's when you crack the code. It gets less boring to train and you're going to have your own personal style. This is really cool and it's accessible for everybody. So I can't wait to hear your comments and your thoughts. Remember, we're everywhere online. At Skating Success is our handle. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you got it. And of course, if you just like the podcast, you can always share it with somebody else and maybe it'll help them too. So I hope you have a fantastic day and I'll see you on the ice. Bye.